The 6,000-acre Adirondack Club and Resort project in the Tupper Lake area was approved in January by the Adirondack Park Agency after nearly a decade of review and debate. But opponents are not giving up trying to stop the project. Protect the Adirondacks and the Sierra Club in March filed an Article 78 lawsuit claiming the agency did not adequately and appropriately review the project. Earlier this month, the groups filed a motion alleging that the APA improperly communicated with the developers during the review of the project. The Big Tupper Ski Area is a part of that development plan. The group that has been running the mountain this week announced that it will not open this winter. Jim LaValle is chair of Arise, Adirondack residents intent on saving their economy.
In the last two seasons, we ran in the red. We had hopes and we were actually negotiating on an infusion of investment money coming to the ski area, and that was taken away as a result of the Article 78, because who wants to invest in something that has pending litigation sitting on it? Protect the Adirondacks has made it clear that they're going to come again and again as far as lawsuits are concerned, and the decision was made to pull the plug at this time.
Jim, are you certain that the investors are deciding not to put money into the ski area because of the Article 78 lawsuit?
Absolutely clear. 100%. I'm laying at the feet of the environmentalists that have filed the Article 78. Every investor made it clear that with pending litigation, it didn't make sense as long as we had this lawsuit going on.
In a press release, Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer says the decision to close Big Tupper and blame it on the lawsuits is, quote, the most recent in what has become a string of unsubstantiated accusations to scapegoat Protect and Sierra Clubs for problems in the community, unquote. Bauer was unavailable for comment. Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter Conservation Director Roger Downs notes that Big Tupper had a bad season last year with little snow.
We think it's unfortunate that they're using the lawsuit as an excuse for the closure. We have supported appropriately scaled development in the past that would have enhanced the ski area and surrounding Big Tupper community, but those plans were rejected for a grossly overscaled 6,000-acre development that we believe violated Adirondack Park Agency laws and could set a dangerous precedent for the rest of the park and its wilderness legacy. I think there could have been a lot of different development schemes that could have enhanced the ski area, but the way that they spread out the development, and certainly the way we feel that they violated certain APA laws, it shouldn't go forward. And we could see this being used as a blueprint to violate other Adirondack lands throughout the park.
Jim LaValle believes the closure of Big Tupper will have significant economic effects on the region.
When you look at how it trickles down to deliveries, to the restaurants, to the gas stations, it will have a significant economic impact, and I feel horrible about that. There's nothing we can do at this point due to the financial situation we're in, and I'm fearful that over the next few weeks that the ramifications of the Big Tupper closing are going to reach deeper into the community.
The Sierra Club's Roger Downs.
Every weekend, hundreds of Sierra Club members flock to the Adirondacks, and they bring with them their skis, their hiking boots, their paddles, their wallets, too. And we understand that supporting the economic vitality of Adirondack communities is an essential part of wilderness preservation. But we can't destroy the core integrity of the park to do that.
I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.